You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, remember, they offer in-person classes, $40 per credit hour at Huron Community Campus. Soccer, Huron Boys, Peer Boys, a 0-0 draw tonight at Tiger Stadium. Sioux Falls Jefferson is defeated, is up 2-1 on Yankton, 25-18, 21-25, 25-6. Brookings up 2-0 on Watertown. Watertown ranked number 5. They're in set 3. Harrisburg defeated Roosevelt in straight sets, but the third one went 31-29. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So we head to set 3. Some work to do for the Huron Tigers. Again, they've shown some spunk here against Washington. So from that standpoint, you like how the Huron Tigers have played here tonight. The only thing you probably don't like as much as anything, but it's easier said than done. Huron's been playing from behind just about the entire night. I think Huron had 2 1-point leads in the first set, never led in the second set, but didn't completely go away either. But Washington up 2-0. And we're ready to go with set number 3. Jency Gergen will serve to lead off the third set and registers an ace as that was shanked in the back row by Dana Hart. And Huron, just their third lead of the night, 1-0. Gergen with her second ace of the night. Gergen with the serve, takes something off it. Harp handles that one. Set across left side. There's the hit by Legal. Tigers got a block on it. Back set Dreyer off that right pin. Cross court, snoozy there. Set in the middle this time. Peterson pops it back row. Nice dig by Hines. Pass ahead, and then, Meg Moradeth did get it across. She and Dreyer looked at each other. Slap back by Washington. Huron can set it, and a little close to the net, and I think it can call a double hit on Knight. Knight was trying to balance herself to make contact with the ball and not hit the net. She ended up with the double hit. We're tied at 1. McCloskey will serve for Washington. Serve received Davis. Gergen back sets right side Davis through the block. Addie Davis has had a nice night here on up 2-1. Or Addie Knight, excuse me. That is 6 kills for Addie Knight. Addie Alley. Got to slow down, Jeff. Serve received Kirsch. McCloskey will back set. Legal off the right side. Nice dig by Gergen. Bumped ahead by Hines. Hit across by Davis. Here's the set. The hit by Peterson drops it on that back line. We're tied at 2. Chloe Peterson has 4 kills on the evening for Washington. We're tied at 2 here in set number 3. Serve receive for Hines. Bump ahead. Hit by Davis. Nice dig. Back row. Nice save by McCloskey. Tipped across by Legal, and she got into the net. You can see her trying to get her body twisted as she did hit it over with the left hand. And you can see her twisting her body, but could not stay off the net. 3-2 Huron. In for Huron to serve for the first time. Kirsten DeGeese serve and play some back row. DeGeese puts it to the corner. Serve, receive, Legal. McCloskey will set across. Snoozy winds up, drills it down the middle. We're tied at 3. Snoozy, I have her for 11 kills now. Nesdahl in to serve and play back row. And back in at libero is Hilton Hines. Nesdahl will serve to the corner to Davis. Set in the middle. Carr knocks it down. Chloe Carr getting her timing down a little better. 4-3 Huron. Chloe Carr with 3 kills on the night. Maddie Jurgens on to serve and play back row for Huron. Jurgens back row played by Kirsch. Back set. Right side at Harp. Played by Knight, saved by Hines. Going to be a free ball by Davis, but into the net. Had her back to the net, was trying to backpedal. We're tied at 4. On to serve for Washington. And Emma. Emily Ackerman, I believe the first time she's been on the floor tonight. Serve received, Knight set for Davis. Her hit blocked, or was it off the net? I think it was off the net. Yep, forehand attack. And Washington, I believe, has their first lead of set three at 5-4. Ackerman again with the serve for Washington. Played in the front row by Davis. Set back to her. Allie's hit left side. Nice play, Kirsch. Set ahead. Legal with the two-hand tip. Cross court. Nicely played by Davis. Set for Allie. Her hit through the block and off of Legal. There's the high hands hit. Hit it off the tips of the blockers and then was just a little too far over Legal's head. Davis with her third kill. We're tied at five in set three. Davis steps back to serve now for Huron. Allie, top of the net, and illegal alignment going to be called on Washington, and Huron up 6-5. Somebody moving before the serve was contacted. And Allie Davis will try to keep momentum going for Huron. Serve didn't even make it to the net. Service error Huron. And we're tied at 6. First service error on Huron. Pass ahead, left side, hit by Knight. Just knuckles it into the back row. McCloskey will set. Legal will hit. Nice dig by Davis. Set for Knight. Left side, blocked at the net. And looked like somebody was in the net, but we play on. Legal on the left side, cross court. Carr with a block. Nice play by Knight to keep it alive. Carr will free ball. Ackerman will set from the net. The hit, and that eats up Davis. Kill for Peterson. Peterson with her fifth kill. And Washington back up 7-6. Washington on the serve again. Serve received for Hines. Bumped ahead, and Knight just going to free ball into the net. Washington moves up 8-6. 3-0 run now by Washington. They're up 2-0 here. And, of course, trying to put it away here. Huron's had some fight in them, though, tonight. Washington with the serve. That is snoozy to the corner. Serve received Davis. Back set Carr. Right side will just free ball it flat-footed. Dug out by Ackerman. Here's a right side hit by Washington. Tigers get control. New girl in there for Washington. Back row. Snoozy set in the middle, and that will be powered through by Peterson. Peterson, I have her up to 6 kills, and Washington starting to stretch the lead. They're up 9-6 here on timeout in set three. Washington up 2-0 here on community campus timeout. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
For a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Washington up 9-6, a 4-0 run. Coach Lean using a timeout there, try to stem momentum. We were playing pretty much even there through about 0.6. Got to break the serve here of Kaylin Snoozy. Serve receive, Hines put back on the floor and free balled across by Gergen. Set to the left, Legal winds up, drills it down the middle. When Washington can set it up like that, it's really hard to stop. You really got to get the block in there. Legal now with 7 kills, her first in this set. They have 8 on the scoreboard. I have 7 on my sheet. Serve and just long, just missed. Huron let it go, and boy, that was close. But it will be a service error on Snoozy. Breaks the Washington 5-0 run. Huron back within 10-7. Hilton Hines serving for Huron. Meg Morideth into the front row. Hirsch on serve receive, going to be bumped by Ackerman. Free ball to cross by Snoozy. Set for Meg Morideth. Her hit blocked to the net, and Huron can't play it off the net. Legal with the kill. Washington up 11-7. Kate Legal now with 8 kills. Well, that went off the block officially. 11-7. And Kirsch serving. Davis from the back row. Gergen will quick set across, but out. Had the right idea, but her momentum was taking her too far that direction. And Washington up 5, 12-7 in set 3. Kirsch again with the serve. Back row, Davis down to get it. Set for Meg Morideth. Her hit to the corner and goes wide right. No, tipped by Washington. That'll be a kill for Samantha. Here on within 12-8. Meg Morideth with her second kill. And Gergen serving for Huron. 12-8 Washington in set 3. Legal shanks it on serve receive. An ace for Huron. It's 12-9. Huron within 3. Gergen's had a nice night. 3 kills and 3 aces for Huron. Put it to the corner. Legal handles that one. Pass ahead. Legal will hit right side. Cross court. Davis digs. Back set Dreyer off that right pin. Pops it back row and shanked in the back row by Ackerman, I believe. Dreyer will get the kill. And Huron within 2 at 12-10. Dreyer now with 7 kills. Serve receive back row. Pass ahead. Kirsch. Legal will hit right side. Cross court. Nobody home. Wide right, and Huron within 1, 12-11. Huron making a nice run now as they've rattled off 4 unanswered. And Gergen serving. Pops a short one to Snoozy. Back set, right side hit, back row. Dug out by Hines. Here's Dreyer. Will two-end tip it, cross court. Going to be bumped over to Legal. And, oh, froze Huron. Took a little something off it and just found that campfire. Like a medium strong shot. Wasn't a tip and wasn't a strong hit. It is a point for Washington, 13-11. McCloskey now serving for Washington. Back row, serve, receive, Hines. Here's the set to Knight. Blocked, and Huron hits it over. From the middle, the hit, and that's going to be deflected out of bounds, and there'll be a kill for Maylee Roth. Roth now with 4 kills, and Washington up 14-11. McCloskey serving is Washington, leading here in set 3. Serve receive Hines, kind of shanked it, but they do get it across. Back set, here's the hit by Harp, knocked back by Davis. Washington still attacking. Legal goes tip, Gergen punches it. Pass ahead by Davis. The hit by Dreyer up the middle. Harp digs it out. Long volley. Right side hit. Legal. Tigers got a block on it again. Back set. Here's Dreyer with the hit. Into the net. Long volley there, but Washington will get the point off of it. They're up 15-11 in set number 3. Washington up 2 sets to none. McCloskey will serve. And we have an illegal alignment on Huron. Each team's had that called once here in the third set. And Coach Lean is going to sub in with Bischoff for Gergen again.
Bischoff subs in for the Tigers.
16-11, Washington trying to put some space here in this third set. Serve receive Davis. Bischoff will come out to get it. Meg Morideth will free ball to the corner. McCloskey with the set from the middle. Roth with the hit, blocked by Meg Morideth. Left side legal, blocked but out. Aurora Dreyer tied the lobby, but it was out by a couple of feet, but it was a good block. Bottom line, kill for legal, and it's 17-11, and Huron's going to burn their final timeout here. Washington trying to pull away, up 17-11 in set 3, up 2 sets to none. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
We also proudly offer products from local
is proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment, or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181. Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
You're on Community Campus Time Out. Remember, they offer a quality education at an exceptional value. In-person classes, $40 per credit hour at Huron Community Campus. Work to do for the Huron Tiger volleyball team now, down 17-11, 5-0 run by Washington. Bischoff will set to the left side, cross-court hit by Meg Moradeth. McCloskey will set. Here's the tip by Legal. Dug out by Hines. Back set. Dreyer off that right pin. Nice dig. Back row by Snoozy. Snoozy, a backline attack, too strong. First time we've really seen Washington do that backline set tonight. But they go long, and Huron breaks the run in a 17-12. Knight serving for Huron. Drops it in for the ace, kind of handcuffed Kirsch. A little knuckle action there. Knight with the ace, that's her second of the night. Pulls Huron within 17-13. Serve to the corner, played by Legal. McCloskey will back set to Legal. She'll just free ball it. Bischoff on the dig. Overpass, Washington sets it up again. Harp winds up and goes long. 17-14 again. Huron just hanging around like they have the whole night. 17-14. Huron within three. Addie Knight to serve again for Huron to the corner. And boy, I could see the knuckle action from here. And that just handcuffed Snoozy in the back row. Huron pulls within two. 17-15. Another ace for Addison Knight. Serve back row. Snoozy plays that one. McCloskey will set. Here's Legal. Drops it in the middle. Boy, she's, when she gets her body suspended in the air, she just finds a spot to hit it at the feet of somebody in the back row. 18-15. Washington back up by three. Legal now with 11 kills. Here on trouble with the serve receive and can't get it across. 19-15, Washington back up by four. Again, Huron's out of timeouts. We're in the third set. Washington up 25-19 and 21. Legal to serve for Washington. And will serve it long. Hit the basketball baseline. Guess if you're going to hit it out like you mean business. Legal with the serving error. Huron back within three at 19-16. Second service error this set on Washington. They have eight total. DeGeese serving for Huron. Legal on serve receive. Right side for Harp. She'll hit it. Shanked in the back row by DeGeese. Harp with the kill. Washington back up four at 20-16. Harp picks up her second kill. That brings Nesdahl in to a serve and play back row. Hines back on the floor. Libero for Huron. Serve receive Knight. Bumped ahead. Just going to be a free ball by Dreyer to the back row. Nesdahl. McCloskey sets. Here's the tip by Peterson. Dug out by Bischoff. Pass ahead. The hit by Davis. Back row. Legal handles it. Set to the left. The hit by Snoozy and just pops it in the campfire. Looks like it was kind of an awkward hit. The set came a little high, but she adjusted well and just found an open spot right up the middle. Snoozy with a dozen kills, and Washington up 21-16. Gergen back in at setter for Huron. Nesdahl prepares to serve. Serve received to Knight. Here's the set in the middle. Carr will slap it back row right to Legal. Set in the middle, Peterson. Tigers block it back. Washington, McCloskey sets. Here's Legal with the left-hand tip. Knocked back, and then Huron gets control, and Davis puts it into the net. 22-16. Boy, you saw Legal using the left hand that time. Huron did defend it well, but we're kind of out of system doing the ping pong thing. 22-16, Washington 3 points away. Nezdal serves. Hines handles it. Here's the set for Davis, left side, and drops it in the back corner. Cross-court shot for Allie Davis. You're on within 22-17. Fourth kill for Allie. Kirsch back on at libero for Washington. Maddie Juergens serving for Huron. She'll serve and play back row. To the corner. Serve receives Snoozy. Set back to Snoozy. She'll tip it. Nice dig. Overpass, though, by Gergen. Set for Peterson. Blocked by Davis. And Huron in the net. Washington up 23-17. Again, Huron out of timeout. So they're just going to have to play on. Ackerman in to serve. And I think she'll do some setting. And also in is Savannah Brown. She played a couple of rotations earlier this set. Alexis Ziegeldorf in for the first time for Huron at 23-17, Washington. Serve received Knight, going to be bumped. Davis off that left side, blocked. Washington digs it out, pass ahead legal. DeSnoozy left side, and that eats up Hines in the back row. Kill for Snoozy, and we're at match point Washington at 24-17. 13 kills for Kaylin Snoozy. Ackerman at match point for Washington goes long. 24-18. Huron gets one back. Third service error this set for Washington. And they have nine total. Davis serving. Match point two for Washington. Back row played by Snoozy. Set across to the left. The hit by Brown. Huron digs it out. Set to the left. Here's Knight with the hit. Nice dig. Back row legal. Set in the middle. Tipped across by Peterson. Nice recovery by Juergens. Tapped across by Knight. Here's the back set. Right side hit Washington. Top of the net. Dug out by Gergen. Pass ahead Hines. Here comes Knight again. Her hit back row to Kirsch. Back set. Right side hit Snoozy. Down the line. Eats up Davis. Snoozy with the kill. And Washington completes the sweep. The final, Washington wins 25-19, 21-18. Washington now 8-2 on the season. Huron drops to 4-8. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game is next. We'll do a Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Visit Sun Gold Sports in downtown Huron at Center Plaza or online at sungoldsports.com or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting goods. Sun Gold Sports, 289 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we're back at the arena again. Huron Community Campus timeout. They offer courses through Northern State University, in-person classes, $40 per credit hour at Huron Community Campus. We start the Gary Zell Autoglass post game, and let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Harrisburg swept Roosevelt tonight. Oh, everything's changing on me here. 25-14, 25-13, 31-29. Jefferson is up on Yankton, 2-1. Nope, they just won it now, just went final. Jefferson defeats Yankton, 25-18, 11-25, 25-6, 25-20. Brookings leads Watertown, 2-1. 27-25, 25-21, 19-25. Watertown trying to force a fifth set. And I think that's all I have for scores in AA here tonight. And Washington gets the sweep. There, though, I felt played better than what we saw last week in the losses to Aberdeen and Brookings. Huron goes on the road to Sioux Falls Lincoln on Thursday, and that's a team that you feel like, that's a team we can compete against. I think the last I checked, Lincoln had a 500 record, but still, that's a team I think we can compete a bit, especially if we keep playing the way we did tonight. I think we made some steps here tonight. We'll check on that with Coach Lean once he comes up for the post game. We'll take another Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes, and we'll come back and continue the Gary Zell Autoglass post game. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
An exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Are you looking for an easier way to get supplement to your calves? Check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And once again, back here at the arena, Gary Zell Autoglass post game continues. Let's run down your stats as Washington gets the sweep tonight, 25-19, 21-18. Washington now 8-2 on the season. Anna Nesdahl had two aces. Dana Harp had two kills. Six kills for Chloe Peterson. A kill and an ace for Katie McCloskey. Maylee Roth had four kills and an ace. Kate Legal at 11 kills and 14 for Kaylin Snoozy. For Huron, Jency Gergen, three kills, three aces. Samantha Magmordeth had two kills. Three kills for Chloe Carr, an ace for Hilton Hines. Aurora Dreyer had seven kills. Addie Knight, six kills, three aces. Allie Davis with four kills. And Haley Rogers had an ace. So waiting for Coach Lean. I haven't seen the girls come out yet, but we'll get to visit with him here coming up. Going to also talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Night. That is coming up 2 weeks from Thursday. And Sioux Falls Jefferson, a little earlier this year. Usually it's on about that last home match that we have in October, but they did move it up a little, so it'll actually be on October 17th this year, so 2 weeks from Thursday when Huron hosts Sioux Falls Jefferson. We'll have some details on that coming up as well. Let's take another Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Home truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA-certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game. Tigers drop a three-set sweep at the hands of Sioux Falls, Washington. Washington ranked number 4 in the state, kind of showed why. Huron, though, did show some spark that we didn't always see last week in the losses to Aberdeen and Brookings, so maybe there's some building that Huron can do here as they get set to make the trip to Sioux Falls Lincoln on Thursday. 2 weeks from this Thursday, that's the 17th of October, is the annual Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Huron Tiger Volleyball does that event each year in conjunction with Huron Regional Medical Center Foundation, raising money that stays right here in Huron to the We Got You Covered program. We Got You Covered offers reduced and free mammograms to women to check for breast cancer. They are selling the T-shirts right now. They are, of course, pink. They would like to have all orders in by next Wednesday. And contact any member of the Tiger Volleyball team or one of the coaches, and they can order your shirt for you. But again, would like to have those in by next Wednesday. I think the theme is just simply a dig pink. So again, if you'd like to do that, $20 per shirt. And again, all the profits from the T-shirt sales will go to HRMC Foundation. And they are setting up a silent auction again. That's always been a good fundraiser as well. The silent auction is all donated items. So obviously 100% of those profits go to HRMC Foundation as well. If you have something you'd like to donate to the auction, again, same thing. Contact one of the coaches or players at on the team, or you can contact Levi there at HRMC Foundation as well, and they'll get you set up, and we'll have more information on that once we have an idea what's going to be on there. But again, that's been a popular thing since they added that to it as well. So T-shirt silent auction, that is the money raiser for Breast Cancer Awareness Night. I believe they still do the rose ceremony as well. So that'll be 2 weeks from a Thursday here at the arena here on hosting Sioux Falls Jefferson. And if you can contribute in any way, they'll just take flat-out donations, too. Don't get me wrong there. But if you can help out at all, it'd be appreciated. Always a fun night to come out, watch some volleyball as well. As between Coronation and Breast Cancer Awareness Night, those are usually the two biggest attended volleyball matches each year for the Huron Tigers. So waiting on the coach, and we'll take another timeout here from Huron Community Campus. Timeout 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial color, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porsche a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Once again, we're back here and the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. I see the girls are out of the locker room, so Coach Lean should be joining us here shortly. Just a couple of reminders on the schedule. Rest of this week, a Thursday, here on at Lincoln Volleyball, 6:40 pre-match, 7 o'clock start here on Tiger. Then Friday, here on football at home, hosting Douglas. And make note, it is an earlier start time, earlier kickoff, 6 o'clock. The radio guy likes that. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock kickoff on Friday here on hosting Douglas in high school football. And Tiger Roar Booster Club will be hosting a tailgate. It's going to be a burger meal for $5, burger, chips, cookie, and a water for $5. Extra burger is just $2. They'll be serving at 4:30. Again, they always go an hour and a half, and with that earlier kickoff time, they'll start serving a little earlier. So 4:30, they will start the tailgate. Everybody's welcome to come out. That is a fundraiser for Tiger Roar Booster Club. And then, of course, stay on for the Tigers and Douglas in high school football Friday night. Coach Lean's up. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back and talk about this loss to Washington. 2 minute timeout on the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game on Dakota Sports.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor cleaning for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Gary's All Out of Glass post game continues. We talk with Josh Lean, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers falling 3 tonight against 4th ranked Washington. But, Coach, we did see some positives tonight. You said he got back to basics. And I thought we kind of saw that, you know, this team's method of operation has been if they fall behind, they really struggle to catch up, and we were really playing from behind all night, but you know, we never let Washington completely run away and hide, where even when we get down big there like 25 or when they get to about 20, we might be 12 or 13, but we would always seem to find a push. So I found that as a positive, you know, just, you know, they weren't just gonna, we showed them we weren't just gonna give them anything.
Yeah, 100%, that's exactly, you know, we came out of the locker room ready to compete, right? We didn't make a ton of defensive adjustments against these guys because their style of volleyball doesn't require that. But I'll tell you that the real confidence came set one was 19-19, right? Before their server jumped back and kind of rattled some off against us and rattled our cages just a little bit. Where I think that 19-19 moment playing through that gave us a little internal confidence that, hey, maybe what the coaching staff is doing is creating a situation that does allow us to compete a little better than a week ago. And so when you look across the net, and like we talked about in pregame, and you got a D1 outside hitter, a D1 libero, a D2 outside hitter, a whole bunch more divisions than what I've got on my side of the net. Hey, at 19-19, we feel like we're taking every, you know, shot to the jaw and just kind of continuing to battle. And I really think our confidence played high. Now, again, I've never been a coach in the years that I've sat up here with you, not years, but the last two seasons before this one as the head coach. I've never been one of moral victories by any stretch, but I felt like we played hard enough during practice the last 4 days or last four practices and today to put us in a position to have a chance, right? 19-19 means that you're battling and you've got a chance. So I was proud of the girls for that. There's still obviously some little things we've got to continue to tweak. But at this point, that felt like a win that can continue to point us on the trajectory we're trying to get to as long as we continue to come to practice with the same mentality we've done the last four workouts.
Now, my stats and your stats might not say the same thing, but I know you had concerns about how well they serve. But at least my stats, I showed we had more aces than they did, so I had them for 4 and I have us for 8.
Okay.
So you know that's a positive there too. We went right at them and I think we found a few spots where we could have some success. So, things like that. You know, they only have 6 players on the other side of the net too. We can find holes ourselves.
Yeah, and I thought our girls did a good job of even dialing up that serve pressure as the match went on. Late in the match, we started, I think set 3, we rattled off a couple in a row and started to frustrate them. And so the reality there is that's a statistic we feel like is an indicator on whether or not we are having success or not, is if we can ace them more than they ace us. So that's a big deal. And the other thing that we talk about a lot in our locker room is, you know, we're allowed to have a kid who has a bad day. We just can't have two.
Yeah.
And so we did have two hitters tonight hitting negative. And we talked about it in the locker room. Those are very specific things as a team. That's not that hitter's. We're not going to put all of the responsibility on that hitter's shoulders to fix that. We're going to put it on our team's shoulders and find ways to give them better balls and better situations so that when they get up to swing, they know what's available to them and how they can best better that ball and make an effort to score. And so today, again, we had two. But I'll tell you, you know, in the last week, Addie Knight really kind of grew up. She looked a lot more confident in herself tonight. She served well. She played out of system well. She served-received well. So I do think we had kids like Addie. Hilton had 25 or 28 digs today in a three-set match. And the more times that Washington and we could funnel the ball right to Hilton and slow that thing down, I said pregame, it gives us a chance, right? So the more times she touches the ball, the better we're going to be. But I thought we did have some shining moments. We just got to string a few more of them together.
And Addie Knight is our Sun Gold Sports player of the game, Sun Gold Sports Center Plaza downtown here. And you can also shop online at sungoldsports.com. So Sioux Falls Lincoln Thursday. Last I checked, they're about a 500 team. But, you know, that's a team that, you know, can we use the steps forward we did tonight and transfer that in 48 hours in 2-hour road trip?
Well, and so... I'm going to answer yes.
Yes.
Right, in front of God and country, right? So the reality
everything
is,
you do is in front of country.
That's true. The one thing that I think the girls probably don't realize that we really do our best to do as a coaching staff is making sure that everything we practice and everything we implement in a game plan has a dual purpose, right? So there are some things we worked on over the last four practices, even tonight, that are really going to help us in the match on Thursday, because let's face it, they're going to get a scouting report at the beginning of practice tomorrow. We've got 2 hours to get that scouting report solved, plus drill, plus do all of the things that are going to give us a chance to succeed, which is not a lot of time. We know that. It's a fast season. So if we can execute very similar things tonight or Thursday that we did tonight, we're gonna put ourselves in a position to win. I don't think you can ever work hard enough that you deserve to win, but you deserve to put yourself in a position to win. And I think Thursday, going to Lincoln in an away match, we're gonna get a chance. We gotta find ourselves 19-19, 21-21, and we just gotta find a couple kids who are willing to really terminate the volleyball and push us over the edge to get those set victories.
Okay, one last thing before I let you back down to the locker room. 2 weeks from Thursday is our annual Breast Cancer Awareness Night in conjunction with HRMC Foundation, and a little earlier this year just because of the way the schedule went down, but always a big night for the volleyball team. Right now they're in the process of selling the shirts. Anybody that wants to put something on the silent auction, definitely do that as well. But basically contact coaches, players, or HRMC Foundation. There's lots of avenues you can contribute here.
Yeah, so we've really got three main efforts, right? And I'll start out by, you know, first of all, this has been a great effort by the Huron Tiger volleyball team since 2008 when Coach Budenhagen and a mom.
Eileen Waldner, I believe.
Yeah, it might have been a Miriam in there as well.
Yep.
Along the way, right?
So Terry.
Those adults found it important enough to really teach, one, the importance of community and having community involvement with our young people to find the importance of something that's bigger than them. And then two, really raising the awareness for not just the community, but our kiddos, right? Our families are impacted. Our friends are impacted. Our community is impacted by breast cancer and every day. And so it's really important to recognize that we're going to do recipients again. We're going to honor women who have fought, who have won the battle, who have lost the battle, who are currently fighting the battle. We're gonna honor them on the 17th before the varsity match against Jefferson, and that's going to be an effort. It always is. The arena pulls out the pink lights. We pull out the pink jerseys. Coach pulls out his pink tie, right? Like we do all of the things to just honor the women who are fighting that battle or every single day. That's one. Two, like you mentioned, girls are selling T-shirts, right? I'm hoping it's plastered all over Facebook. It's all over our high school. It's all over the community. If you can't find a way to buy a T-shirt, you know, reach out to coaching staff. Reach out to HRMC. We'll get you a T-shirt. They're $20, and the proceeds all stay here in Huron to HRMC's foundation. So that's a big effort, and we want to jam-pack this arena with pink shirts on that particular Thursday. And really celebrate it this month. And then the final effort, as you mentioned, is the silent auction effort, where we are looking for donations from anyone willing. And HRMC, I think they're due to the foundation over at Legacy Plaza on the 15th of October. So if you just want to take them there as a local business, if you want to contact a volleyball player, a coach, we will hook you up. We'll get it to the right spot. And that online auction, all of those proceeds will also go directly here and here on to the HRMC Foundation. And this is an effort I didn't start it. I've just been lucky enough to be a part of it and to continue being the coach who wants to champion this thing and make sure the girls keep it going for all of those right reasons. So appreciate the community for letting us do it and being with us along the way.
Josh Lee, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers fall in 3 tonight. We'll take a final timeout, 1 minute. Wrap it up here from the arena on Dakota Sports.
Clinic is proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease.